sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company. My license number is 47388, and you can look that up anywhere you want to. I want to invite you, first of all, to go to the website, because you will find some new listings on the website. And inventory is so low right now in our metro area that you need to find the house you want to buy immediately. We tend to be scheduling open houses in our office and having to cancel them because they sell. So if you need your house sold, I would suggest maybe that you give us a call at 722-3232. You're going to get to hear something that typically nobody gets to hear today, and that is the inside workings of a real estate team. Our real estate team is pretty productive, and it's not really very big. I've pretty much worked with about three agents and two admin for a long time. Recently, we added three new agents, so I'm really excited about that, so that we would be able to work with more buyers. Buyers take a little bit more time than to actually go out and look at property and stuff like that. So we needed more buyers agents. So today you get to hear from my director of operations that's been with me since January, and that is Mark Carr. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Becky.
First of all, I mean, why does someone need a director of operations?
When I get asked kind of why, what do you do? Real estate agents, especially with a team concept, is kind of like an airport. It's they are on the move and taking off, coming in, selling, listing, and you got to make sure everybody's heading in the right direction.
Yeah, we don't need collisions, do we? So, okay. So, particularly in our office, the difference between an independent real estate agent, just an individual agent, and a team, right? Well, I was an agent for 25 years. Well, 23 years before I hired my first part-time assistant. And I trained my assistant to do a couple of things. File things where they needed to be filed. Now, this is about the time computers were coming out. I guess I'd had a computer for a while, but there was still a lot of manual work that we did back then that we don't do now. But after selling properties for 23 years, I just could not keep up with the amount of business that came my direction. And whereas some people would just ignore it, I felt an obligation. If someone called me, they needed help, I assumed. So I was there to provide the help for them. So I hired Julie. And Julie's still with me. And that's been an awfully long time ago. But Julie did small things for me. But she very soon turned into a full-time employee. And then I still had too much business, so I hired an agent to help me with my buyers and to take some of the buyers out that called on the listings I had. And that was Nikki. And Nikki had her own business, and she had her, she took out some of my buyers as well. And then it just kind of grew from there. I hired a second assistant, which was Allison. And Allison was in graduate school at the time, and she was a very bright girl and was able to do a lot more. And it's so right now, and well, actually, until about a year ago, it was just Judy and me. Judy was the agent. I was the agent. And then we had two people on admin. And then we added Joe. So we've got Joe. And I've known Joe since he was like 8 years old. And he grew up in the neighborhood, was friends with my boys. And Joe is, boy, when I heard he was coming back to Oklahoma City, I wanted to get Joe right away because I know him. I know his integrity and I know his personality is one of, everybody likes him. He's a caring person. He's empathetic. Mm-hmm. And that makes for a great real estate agent is if you can empathize with a client, that's what you need. So now we've added, Judy now helps me with my listings. She goes out on over half the listings in our company. So she's my listing partner and Joe, my buyer's agent. And then we just added three new buyer's agents. And how did we select them?
Carefully.
We did.
Yeah, we had the process of finding a great real estate agent who fits into a team concept is really critical because the nature of real estate is you can have a lot of lone wolf agents out there that they want to do it on their own. They want to have all the clients and the control but they have no family life in doing it that way. And in our team concept, it is we build a team that they can have a great career in real estate and have a healthy family and have a team that cares about them and that they care about their clients. And that's one of the things that I think, Becky, you and I really look for is do they have a heart for people? Because you can teach them how to do real estate. And we can teach them how to do this in the midst of a team. But it's really difficult to teach someone to simply care, have heart. Look, you know, do you care about the people that you're serving? Because we want to do right by our clients. Because this is our neighborhood. This is our community. And we have a heart for our community. So that's one of the keys, I think, with just building those team is finding the right heart, and then the skills can be built on that.
Well, the way I look at it, if they match the culture of our team, then I can teach real estate to someone how to do a real estate transaction. I'm excited because Melissa is writing her first contract today.
That's exciting.
Yeah, she can hardly wait till I get off the air so that I can double check it before she presents it. And we do a lot of double checking because we want our contracts written correctly. We don't want someone to go in with $500 earnest money that doesn't speak that they're very committed to the transaction. And we want the finances to work out right. We want everything in the right spot on that contract. If you're a realtor listening, you listen up because here in a couple months, we'll be offering a how to write a contract class. And some, you know, it's really bizarre. There is a how to write a contract class. And do you know how much that can count toward your required 21 hours of continuing education? They let it count 1 hour.
That's it?
It takes 6 hours to teach that class.
Yeah.
Because it's not just what goes in the blanks. You have to understand what people are signing between the blanks in the the contract so that you can explain to them what they're agreeing to. There's a lot of options in the contract. There's a lot of ramifications of what you put into those blanks in the contract. So we are going to be teaching, I say we very loosely, don't I, Mark? I'll be teaching a how to write a contract class very soon. So be listening for that. And we're going to continue more with how a real estate team is run kind of from the inside out right after this break on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins that you are listening to, and Mark Carr is the Director of Operations of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. And we're kind of talking about the difference between a solo agent and a real estate team. And there's pros and cons to both of these. One of my hardest things that I deal with, Mark, is clients that I dealt with when I was a solo agent, because they think that I do everything, because I did do everything back then. But now I've got specialists that do things for me. And at this point in the game, they do them better than I can do them. I mean, Sandra certainly goes out and it takes professional photography and processes a listing. And I would be hard pressed to enter that on all the websites that she does. Right?
Right.
So, what is the difference in a solo agent, and what's the pros and cons of that?
Yeah, well, I think you can look at it from a couple of different perspectives. You certainly have the perspective of what does it mean for the real estate agent to be solo versus the team, and you've experienced both. I mean, starting from just you with little kids and just moving into the business, and then from the client side, what's the difference between it? Now, from the client's side, you know, if you're working with a single agent, you know, they might have you as a focus, and you might think that they're the only one. You know, they have you totally in their target. Well, they're probably working with multiple buyers if they're wanting to have a income that's sustainable.
And how many buyers can, or sellers, can a solo agent work with at one time?
Boy, that's a conversation you and I have continually, don't we? Of how many can they handle? How many is it?
Right, and still provide the service that we require of the agents in my office, on my team. Yeah. We require a superior level of customer service. And so typically, they have about three or four buyers that are committed to shopping with us and that are out in the car looking for houses. But they also have how many that are going to buy maybe in the next 30 to 90 days?
About 16.
Yeah.
So we that's kind of the typical numbers that we want. But especially if we see that they're having, you know, they're starting to work with five or six buyers at a time, they often are, you know, they might start to miss things. And that's what happens with a solo one, of that if they, you can't, how many balls can you juggle up in the air at a time?
Right.
People it's one.
How many
Some
plates can you,
right.
can you keep spinning on those sticks, right?
Right.
So they work with three to five active buyers that are already qualified, have signed our buyer brokerage agreement, and are in the car just trying to find the right home.
Right.
Then they work with 15 to 20 that are trying to move up to the point. Now, why would they be a second tier, which we call a B buyer?
Right.
They're good buyers. It's not that they're less than. They're just not quite as ready chronologically.
Right. They have something that they're waiting on, whether it's a job move, whether it's a they need to sell their home that they're in now, or maybe they need to get some financial things in order, which we can help them with.
And wait for the job transfer. Wait for the child to get out of school. And they can't move for certain reasons.
Right. They're waiting to have a child. They're waiting for, you know, the wedding ceremony. There's all sorts of things that.
Right.
And some people feel like they shouldn't talk to the real estate team until they have everything, all their ducks in a row. And let's plan. Let's build a plan.
We love building a plan.
Yeah.
Because we can produce a more seamless result for you and get you out there and get you educated on what you can buy for your money, explore different areas of town with you until you zero in on the right area for you, either whether it be a school system, close to where you work, close to a turnpike or freeway so that your commute doesn't take so long, next door to your grandma. It doesn't matter. We need to zero in on your chosen area and what you can buy in that area for the money you've got to spend. And how do we determine the money they have to spend? Well, we send you to a lender, and not just any lender, I will say. And full disclosure here, our buyers can get their money from anywhere they want.
Right.
They can get it from grandma because they've lived next door to her forever. They can, and they've taken care of grandma, and grandma can give them their money. They can get their money from a loan. And you can go to any lender you want to go to. We do ask that you at least run your finances by one of our favorite lenders. And we've got three favorite lenders, and our three favorites are our favorites because, well, we need three to start with because not all of them offer the same products. Not everybody offers a USDA loan. That's a rural development loan. Not everybody offers the 184, the Native American loan. Not everybody offers, most lenders offer FHA, VA, and conventional. But some of them don't offer the 80-10-10 loan where you put 10% down. You get a first mortgage for 80% and a second mortgage simultaneously issued for 10%. So there's different products that, so we need a variety of lenders. And then sometimes they're more competitive than others. So we want you to shop them and go, okay, well, give me a cost estimate from two lenders. And our favorite lenders are our favorites because they tell you you're qualified only if you're qualified. When you go for your pre-qualification, if you're not and you have some challenges, it's not like most lenders, especially online. They don't know you've got these challenges until the documentation comes in. And then all of a sudden, you've invested money into inspections and appraisal. You've told all your family and friends you're moving. And then you realize, oops, I don't qualify. And that's an embarrassment that can be avoided if you talk to a skilled lender, right?
Yes. And I could just imagine someone out there right now who you were going through all the different types of loans that is possible. Somebody's trying to write them all down, trying to, you know, get the 184. I've never heard of that. And they try to, and this is where having a great partner when the lending business is critical because it can be overwhelming. People start to think about it and go, well, what happens if I don't qualify? What happens if I don't find? There is a lot of options that we have to help people. And I love that.
Yeah.
I love that, that we have those options to help people. And it's because we have great partner.
So anyway, the lending part of it, you get your money lined up and then you're ready to buy. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes that's a time frame that you have to wait, maybe so many years after bankruptcy, so many years after a job change, a different type of employment, things like that. And the agents that are on my team, none of them have as much experience as I do. However, they've got me in their corner. And I do stay on top of things. I've always loved to learn things. So the knowledge base that I have comes in handy for our entire team. So like Melissa that's writing an offer this morning wants to run that past me before it goes to the other, the listing agent. And in this case, that listing agent happens to be me. So she's selling one of our own listings, so.
What happens when we sell one of our, when you're on both, like you're both sides of the deal? One of our agents is selling, happens to be one of our homes.
Well, what happens on that is by law, we are bound by certain things. And right now, that pendulum has swung back and forth and done crazy stuff since I've been in the business. But right now, we provide services for both parties equally. You don't take sides. You just educate and present the facts to each of the parties. You owe both of them honesty. You owe them reasonable skill and care. You must present that offer properly and timely, and you owe them confidentiality. It's time for a news break, but you stay tuned because you're going to get to hear more of the inside of a real estate team when we return with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins and Mark Carr, who is my director of operations. And if we do kind of have a special announcement a little bit later, so stay tuned. During our Smoking Hot Deals, we're going to tell you about a little poll we've got going on and a big giveaway. So that's coming up at about 10 minutes before the hour. And right now, mama, come on, baby, tell me what's the word, a word of. Everybody say, when you hear the call, you got to get it underway. It is time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing to help you select the right material for your roof. They're going to present options to you. They're going to present options as to whether or not you can repair like one face of your roof and not have to replace the whole thing. They will handle your insurance claim for you, and you can trust that they will dig out every penny they can from your claim and charge you a fair price. So Robbins Roofing, 728-3700. 728-3700. Had to check that number to be sure. They've got more than one number, but that's the number I've always known to call. 728-3700. Robbins Roofing. Our word today, word of the day today is team. Mark, what is a team?
There are many books written about what is a team. How do you create a good team? But here's, to me, here's what makes a team a team. You have to have a common goal. That's simply it. You have to have a common goal. If you have a common goal that you're all moving towards together, you have a team. It may be a good team. It may be a bad team. It may be a dysfunctional team, but that's a team. You're moving towards the same goal. And one of the things that we do to keep our team as a highly functional team is to say our mission statement. We do this every morning. And it is, our mission is to
serve each client with integrity.
Build meaningful careers, lead efforts to improve our community,
and enjoy life
while exceeding our goal of client satisfaction.
That is a mission that was collaborated from team members, because we kind of went around and we kind of discovered the culture of our team. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a team advance soon, and that is one of the exercises we'll be doing at that team advance. Is our team has new members on it now, so we have to discover what is our makeup at this point. What is the culture of the team? Now, I know what the culture of that I want my team to have. And if we don't perpetuate that, sorry, we're going to lose some people if they're not on board with, like, if they're not honest to the core, they are not a good fit for us. Integrity is a big deal with us. Family life is a big deal with us. We want everybody to be able to enjoy life outside of real estate. And that's hard to do when you're a solo agent. Because you are I can't tell you how many times when I worked by myself that my family was sitting in the van ready to go on a trip, and I was inside making a phone call and looking something up on a computer for a client, because I was obligated to that client to serve them. And the family had to be put on hold too many times. Now, I will kind of defend myself there just a little bit, because I've always had a balance, and I'm not sure, I think this might have been from my spiritual upbringing, but I know my ultimate goal, and my family was my ultimate goal there. I mean, I always say, when I get to the pearly gates, I doubt that anybody is going to ask me, how many houses did you sell?
Right.
But they might ask me, how many Little League games did you go to?
Right. Yeah, and that's one of the things I love about our team, is because when we get into real estate, there's a lot about the percentage and what's the price of the home, and what's the there's a lot of figures and financial numbers and things that get tossed around. And one of the things that we keep in front of all of those numbers with our clients, with our team, is the part of healthy life, mm-hmm. of You've got to have a balance. You got to have, it's not just about making the most money and getting the most, it's about getting the most out of life, mm-hmm. which includes the financial side of it.
Well,
you have to take care of that.
And you know something? My philosophy has always been, if you take care of enough people in their real estate needs, you make a good living.
Right.
You can't chase the money. The money follows your action.
Right.
So if someone calls wanting help with something, we offer help. And if we offer good, honest, solid, knowledge-based help to enough clients, then we're all going to make a good living.
Yeah.
And that, so many times people tell me, well, I just don't think I could work on straight commission. That would just drive me crazy. You just never know if you're going to get a paycheck. Well, I've done it for 40 years.
Yeah.
And I know I'll always have a paycheck because I always help a lot of people with their real estate transaction.
Right.
And now I'm helping agents learn the real estate business and doing some continuing education and stuff to kind of help teach some of the things I've learned. And so I love that. And so our word of the day today was team, and we are talking about a team. Well, what would be some of the things, the cons, as to why you would not go with a solo real estate agent, Mark?
So one of the things is, what happens when that solo agent is busy? They're on the family vacation. They are with another client. How are you getting a hold of them? And what happens when that happens, you know? In our team concept, there is always someone available. We have someone who answers the phone after hours in emergencies that need to happen.
And, you know, even the person that answers our phone after hours, she put her license on inactive, but mm-hmm. she has been a licensed real estate agent. Everybody in our office, you're the solo one, and we don't want you to have a real estate license because your expertise needs to be in the operation of our team, but not in real estate necessarily. But you certainly have learned the real estate business pretty fast.
Yes.
But having someone available when you need them is important in real estate.
Yeah, and I think it's critical to have that you have that multiple people who are licensed, who can act with integrity, who act with knowledge, like going back to what we're talking about with contract writing, where there is a lot of mistakes that are made in different areas by individuals who don't have the knowledge of how to write a good contract, how to write a good offer. And that comes out not only in the amount of money that is gained by our clients, because of our negotiation skills, because our abilities to write offer, but it also puts so much stress. It goes to the enjoyed life.
Right.
If you don't have confidence in your real estate agent that they are in your corner with knowledge and experience to negotiate on your and bring a service to you, you know, boy, that is stressful.
Well, one of the biggest pros of working with a team is not only the fact that there's someone else available in the event you take a day off and want to go look at property and your agent already has scheduled appointments all day. But one of the biggest pros is that you get a team of professionals, a lot of extra professionals without any extra cost.
Right.
And the task can be delegated on a team. And our tasks are delegated on our team. Mm-hmm. So when a listing comes in, say someone calls wanting to list a property, they usually talk to Sandra or Shelley because they're in the office. And they do a little sheet of questions because once that's given to me, I need to be able, I want the background questions to already be asked so that I can do a little bit of research before I call that client back or that potential client. Mm-hmm. And typically I'm the one that calls them. And sometimes Judy does, but I'll call and kind of get the lay of the land and kind of get a value and see if they're in reality. Because sometimes, you know, I recently had someone that called that wanted $350,000 for a house, couldn't take any less, wanted to list it for $375,000. And according to my calculations, there's no way that house is going to sell for more than $250,000. And then I got him to commit to the fact that, yes, if it's going to sell for $250,000, I'll sell it for $250,000. So then I go, okay, then I'll come out and look at it and let's talk. Then I get there and it, because of the condition of the house and the way the house is kept, it was piled up. There is no way in its current condition it's going to sell for $250,000. It's going to sell for $160,000, $170,000, maybe $180,000. And so in a case like that, I just have to turn down the listing because there's no way it's selling for $250,000 with that. And he was not willing to do anything about it.
Right, but that goes into how you speak to clients, which is with integrity, honesty, of this is, you're not going to tell them a number, like, you know, just so they can hear the number they want to hear. He wants to hear $350,000.
Right.
But with integrity, you can't tell him
and
that.
And, you know, two other realtors had listed that for $350,000. So he was under the impression it was worth that much.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
Yeah, it is.
Because he was going after $100,000 more. And the fact is, this man was moving out of state. That was his dream, is to go back to another state. And he was basing all of his life decisions of moving based on a fictitious number that was never going to happen.
That just makes it angers me because of how it affects people's life. Like, there's like our mission, part of our mission is enjoy life.
Yeah,
and you're affecting that guy's ability to enjoy life by setting an expectation that's not reality.
Yeah. So anyway, I go out and list properties. Judy goes out and lists properties. Mm-hmm. When we get the listing, we hand it over to Sandra, right?
Right.
And then what does Sandra do?
So Sandra goes out and will take fantastic pictures, and we have this 3D camera that is incredible. If you haven't seen that, go to BeckyIvins.com. Go to the home search. Look at any of our listings there. And you'll see a 3D imagery of our houses that we give, which is you walk in the front door, you can look around, and it's like walking into the house. It's incredible.
And you can walk sideways, you can walk forward, mm-hmm. and just kind of look at everything. So Sandra measures the rooms, enters all the data into the multi-list, and then it goes to Shelley, and we'll tell you a little bit more about that right after this break. You guys stay tuned because of our special announcement, this big giveaway that we've got going on, and I'm going to tell you how to participate right after this little break on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, and Mark Carr is my guest today. I've told you to hang on and listen to our what we're doing. We have closed on over 100 houses this year already.
That's exciting.
It is exciting. And we pledged our profit, our company profit from our 100th transaction to go to a charitable organization. The two organizations that you get to go to, BeckyIvins.com. That's, no, don't go there because you're not going to get there. But go to Facebook and go to Becky Ivins Movers Real Estate. Not my personal page at Becky Ivins, even though you can go on there and wave to me or whatever you want to do. But go to the company page, Becky Ivins Movers Real Estate on Facebook, and you get to vote on one of two organizations. One of them is the Oklahoma Foundation for the Disabled. I sit on the board of directors. That organization, very worthwhile organization. It is a daycare center for disabled adults that need supervision during the day, and their family members need to go to work and things like that. But it also provides such a nice social outlet for these individuals that otherwise are kind of cooped up in a house without friends. So they love going there, and that is a very worthwhile organization. The other one is Hope Retreat Ranch. HR Ranch is located in Choctaw. It was originated by my brother, Walter, and it is an equine therapy ranch and a respite place. They have this 30-some-acre ranch right in the middle of Choctaw, and other organizations get to use this facility. So like the Down Syndrome Society or whatever that, I'm not sure if it's a society, but there's different organizations that are nonprofit, veterans organizations, speech therapists and stuff get to come out and enjoy the privacy of the ranch. They've got a pavilion. They can set up food service for you and stuff like that. But the primary purpose of the ranch is for horsemanship. And that is a lot of therapists bring their clients out there. Parents bring their kids out there. And they get to ride horses that are while they're having their therapy. It's a tremendous thing.
It's a wonderful thing.
It's great. It's such a worthwhile charity. So go on the Facebook page and vote.
Yeah. So go to Facebook.com/Movers Real Estate, or you can go to Facebook and just type in Movers Real Estate in the search, and it'll pop up. Like the page. You can scroll down to the – it should be at the top there in one of the postings is the place to vote for one of these two great – and we encourage you to share it so that your friends can learn about these two wonderful, wonderful nonprofits and hear about the work. And maybe it'll be something that affects one of your family or friends.
And so the voting ends Friday, August 31st. And so vote this week and next – Saturday, we're going to announce the winner of this donation that we've got. So,
what a fun thing. Fun thing to get to 100 closings, and great thing to be able to share that with the community.
Of course, we've been to 100 closings for many, many years on our team, mm-hmm. but we just wanted to kind of celebrate that kind of mid-year point with folks and let them have a say. And I think Mark knows this. I mean, I do give money to charities, but this way you get to have a vote as to which charity is going to receive the money. We appreciate that you would tune in. Next week, we're going to be talking about earthquakes, earth settlement, how to avoid it, and if you have it, what actions to take and who to call. So Gary Thornton with Crown Foundation will be here next week as my guest. And sometimes he brings a special guest with him that may be an engineer or something like that too. So tune in next week, same time, same bat channel. Thanks for listening to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move.